This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
The other thing that I think a lot of us have been tracking is what's going on with Watson. And now the Deshaun Watson stories. I remember I told you we got our Heat zombies and we've got our Dolphin zombies. And, you know, Dolphin zombies want to trade for everybody. Heat zombies expect everyone to be acquired. We also have Inter-Miami zombies. Inter-Miami zombies think that every single international player is going to sign here. All right. In the next year, Neymar, Messi, and Ronaldo will all be playing for Inter-Miami, according, of course, to all the zombies, right? Because this is the sexiest place in the world. And yeah, they've got to come. All three of them will be signing here shortly. Just wait. Here they come. And so remember we had the Dolphin zombie yesterday. Well, we'll give them a first and a second and two, and they'll give us Deshaun Watson. And I was kind of laughing. So Chris Mortensen now reports that the Texans won at least five high draft picks and starting caliber players. Okay, told you it wasn't going to come cheap. This is per two league executives, according to Chris Mortensen. So think about that. So they want five high picks. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you it was going to be like three or four first rounders and a couple of second rounders? That's exactly what's going to happen. And a player or two they're going to want. They're handing you one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. And if the young man is innocent and this is all a cash grab, there's going to be 10 teams lined up to give the Texans whatever the hell they want because he's a game changer, right? Now, as I've said before on this, I think the NFL is a joke here. I think they should never have let him report to camp. I think they should have put him on the commissioner's list while all this legal stuff is being worked out, because there are 10 criminal cases that are pending, that are going to be pending against him. Eight of the 10 are with Rusty Hardin. There are two women that are going to file criminal cases against him, and they're not suing with the other women. They're on their own. So this is a legal mess that is going to last a while, okay? And, you know, some people say, well, why shouldn't he be on the field during the legal mess? And it's a great point. Here's the problem that I have with all of this. This dumbass created this scenario for him. Because as good as Deshaun Watson is as a football player, and he's phenomenal, he's clearly not very smart. He might be football smart. He might be a magician back there. But in life, I mean, you're Deshaun Watson and you keep calling women on IG that you don't know to come massage you or screw with you or whatever it is that you were doing, whether you're getting laid or getting a massage, something was getting rubbed. Dude, you're setting yourself up for this. What kind of an idiot? Like a Deshaun Watson. Can you imagine if you're Justin Timberlake or Jay-Z's married, but whatever, forget about it. Justin Timberlake, Jay-Z, you're Aaron Rodgers, you're Russell Wilson. Forget it. They're all single. You think if those guys start calling IG models or women, hot women on IG, and just start DMing them and have them come over for massage, where do you think that ends, dude? They end pregnant. They end with a lawsuit. They end with a money grab. Or what was there criminal activity here in Watson's case? But either way, you were setting yourself up. This is where I don't feel sorry for Deshaun Watson. Do I feel sorry for Wayne Rooney? Dude, you were with three women. You went to a hotel room with three women. And then there's one that's half naked on a bed and you're falling asleep on the chair. Whether you did something or you didn't, you put yourself in that position because it's going to look like you banged them all. And maybe he did and maybe he didn't. I don't know, but I don't feel sorry for him. You're the dumbass that chose to go back to the hotel room with three women. You set yourself up. So that's why I have zero sympathy for Deshaun Watson, because he's incredibly stupid. You guys following the PJ Washington story? So PJ Washington, during the pandemic, ends up hooking up with Brittany Renner. Now, those of us that are, you know, we follow social media enough, she's pretty famous on social media. Her name is Bundle of Brittany. She had this soccer video that went freaking, you know, butt-ass wild. And butt-ass wild is actually a perfect term considering you look at her butt. She's got a great butt. And so Brittany's cute. She's fine, all that stuff. And she's a trip on IG, and she says crazy stuff and all that. And she was actually, like, kind of going at PJ when PJ was already PJ was still in college. Okay? And, like, 18, 19, she was already, you know. So PJ and her finally hooked up, and they, you know, the whole thing, right? Young people, and especially PJ, you know, first probably big time P that he gets, right? And he fell in love with it. Now he got it pregnant. Now they're broken up. Now they've unfollowed each other on IG. She's got a baby. Now he's going to have to pay. But it's like, you know, you're young, you're gullible. You don't get it. Yeah. I kind of get it with PJ Washington that he got suckered. Deshaun Watson, you got to know better than that, dude. You got to know better than that, man. And so that's why, for me, you keep Deshaun Watson out of the mix. You don't even let him report to camp. The commissioner should have put him on the commissioner's exempt list and say, hey, listen, everything's on freeze. When the legal issue's over, then we'll move on with all of this. That's it. That's all. Man, this world is full of suckers. Okay? And suckers fall for crap all the time. And PJ Washington got suckered by Brittany Renner. And Deshaun Watson is a sucker for just calling women that he has no idea who the hell they are. But everybody knows who you are, dude. And in this world, when you're that kind of dude, you're a target, bro. Politicians, musicians, athletes, entertainers, you name it. You cannot just go out with normal people. And you certainly should not be going out with strangers on IG. In this world? Come on, man. You're setting yourself up. So now Mortensen's saying five high draft picks and a couple of starting caliber players. That's a lot. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I've never believed that the Dolphins are sitting there. You know, that's for Adam Beasley and Mike Florio that have been writing that so they can get clicks, you know, all the time and writing that stuff. For me, I don't even think the Dolphins are really interested. If they would be interested, it's because the Texans call them and say, hey, listen, 2 second rounders and we'll give them to you. You know, that, like I told you, unless it's this low hanging fruit. I mean, what? Look at Chris Greer deal right now. Does he seem like the kind of guy that's going to give up 47 picks for any player? No. No. Because when you feel that you can actually draft yourself, you don't need to do stuff like that. You keep the picks, you keep the power, and that way you're able to do it on your own. And you can find your own player. You can draft your own player. You can develop your own player. All of those kind of things. That's why it's a positive for a team like Miami at this point in time, now that you have a front office. That's why I haven't believed any of that stuff, and I still won't believe it. He'll end up somewhere, but it won't be here. Here, you're going to see Tua probably do his thing.